We'll start with the new league champions, Shamrock Rovers. They finally got the job done last night against Galway. They didn't have to make hard work of it, though. Eventually, I don't think there can be any disagreements that the best team all season have now been crowned champions, Joe.
Yeah, look at and I think just watching the match last night and seeing Dylan Watt's free kick, you know, I think it was a free kick worthy of one in any league. And throughout the season, they've had their challenges. You know, it's been a difficult season for Shamrock Rovers. To think that they've lost 7 matches, you know, it's not normally what we associate with them. But you know, they have come through in their consistency over the whole season, up until maybe the last 3 or 4 games where they lost 3 in a row. Where you're thinking, oh my God, is this going to go down to the same scenario as we had last season with Shelburne winning on the last game of the season? But they got the job done last night. And you know, I think it was a really fitting night for them to win it in Tala with a quality of a free kick like that.
Yeah, and they have their obviously have an FAI Cup final against Cork City on Sunday week. Do you have Shamrock Rovers down to do the double?
You would have to. You know, when you look at the league table, where you know they've won 19 matches and Cork City have only won 4. And but the other side of it is, you know, we were very, very disappointed when we seen Harps going out to Cork in the cup, you know, 3-0 in Balbuffet. But you know, fair dues to Cork, they went on then and they beat St Pat's in Turner's Cross, and which was probably their best performance of the season. And you know, I wouldn't count Cork out. They've got people who can step up on the big day. You know, you've got the likes of Shawnee Maguire who can bang in the goals there. And, you know, Evan McLaughlin has been brilliant. We've seen him firsthand in Balbuffet, how good he was. So you would have to say Shamrock Rovers are red-hot favourites. But at the end of the day, Cork City do have an association with the FAI Cup. And, you know, it could be their season.
And just when you were talking there, it reminded me that last season, it's a bit of a similar position. You had Derry City against Drogheda. People fancied Derry, and then on Cup final day, anything can happen. So you never rule Cork out of that final.
No, and you know, Cork will bring a big travelling support. You know, they can be quite raucous and hostile when they want to be. And I do look forward to the FAI Cup final every year. And you know, it has over the last couple of years thrown up some really, really great Sunday afternoon entertainment. And you know, hopefully this Sunday or Sunday week, it'll be the exact same for Shamrock Rovers and Cork.
From a Derry City point of view, remarkably, if they beat Cork City on Saturday, they could potentially finish within 3 points of the champions. I heard Tiernan Lynch say last week that he had some regrets when he looks at the league table. When the dust settles, is it a good season for Derry, do you think?
It's a good season, because when you look at it, you know, you look at their first 4 games last at the start of the season, they lost away to Shelburne on that first night of the season, and then they went on then to lose to Waterford and St Pat's then in the next 2 games after beating Bowes in the second game. So, you know, when a team loses 3 of their first 4 games, it makes it really, really difficult. But they have bounced back. They have had some really, really good performances and some really, really good results as well throughout the season. But again, I think that start of the season there where they lost, was it 5-6 matches in the first 10 or 12 matches, that puts you on the back foot. I know Shamrock Rovers were also on the back foot, but that's something that they're going to have to make sure that they don't get caught with at the start of the season. But for me, just looking at Derry as well, like, they've lost 6 matches away from home and they lost 3 at home. You know, that's an awful lot of points for a team who's going to be looking to challenge for the league. You know, to have 9 losses throughout the season, it's very, very difficult to win any league title like that.
In relation to the relegation battle, Cork City are gone, but it's all kind of come down to the final round of games on Saturday. Galway United are away to Waterford, a massive game, and then Sligo Rovers have the small task of going to the new league champions in Shamrock Rovers. I suppose you never know what kind of an outfit Shamrock Rovers will have, but it could hardly be set up any better heading into the final day.
Oh, it's going to be nail-biting when you look at for John Caulfield. He was hoping he might have got something out of the game in Tala last night, but he didn't get anything and it goes right down to the wire. You know, they're all sitting on goal difference. Cork sitting on -7, Sligo -13, and Waterford. So if you're John Russell, you're there, you don't have any control over what happens in that match. John Caulfield has control, because if he can get the same result or get a draw or beat Waterford, then he's home and hosed. But for John Russell, it's a very, very difficult one for him there. If it's a draw in Waterford and he gets beat, then he's in that playoff. And you know, that's going to be a very, very interesting Saturday night for everybody watching that bottom part of the league.
Can you call it? Who do you think will end up in that relegation playoff, Joe?
Oh, from a Harps point of view, I hope it's Waterford because
Yeah.
our association with Galway, with Ollie Horgan and everything they've been through this season, and for the North West, I think the league definitely needs Sligo in the league. And I don't want to be putting an extra journey on Kevin and the boys for next season, but it's a trip to Waterford I'd prefer to have than to be going to Sligo or Galway. So look, I think I'll let my heart rule my head and I'll go for Waterford to be in that playoff. But when you look at the playoff, then on the other side where you've got Bray and
Treaty.
Limerick or Treaty in the other side, I would still fancy that Waterford may have too much for them. But again, in a one-off match, and if you come through that playoff, whether you're Bray or Treaty, and you come through, you've got that winning feeling. What mindset will Waterford be going into that league playoff? If it's them or Sligo or Galway, if they come with a negative result now at the weekend, so it's a difficult one. But you would have to think, and maybe I'm going back to just how Hearts played against Cork in the cup match. There is a gap between the Premier Division and the First Division, so you would always have to think that the Premier Division should have the advantage. But if you come through the playoffs and it's been a tough couple of weeks for Bray and Treaty coming through the league and then through the playoffs, they are battle hardened. They've found a way to win four matches and they're going into one-off match then, and it will be in the balance, but you would always have to think that the Premier Division team would have the greatest chance of coming through the playoffs.
Yeah, and we don't know who's going to be in that. Well, we know Treaty are playing Bray in the First Division playoff. Treaty knocked Cove out on Tuesday. I was really surprised by that result. I know Kevin McHugh a couple of weeks ago, he said he thought Cove were actually the best team in the league, even though Dundalk won it. Were you surprised that Treaty got the better of Cove in that First Division playoff?
Yeah, it was, because I really did fancy. I actually, at one stage with a couple of weeks to go, thought there was a huge chance that Cove might actually catch Dundalk, and one or two results to go their way, that could have happened. And I'm really, really am shocked to see Treaty in the playoff finals, because when they played in Balmafea, and I know they had a really bad week there where they got battered, it was a 6 or 7 nil, and then they came to Balmafea and Harps got the better of them as well. And I really did think that they would have had no chance in the playoffs, but great credit to them, and they're in the playoff final against Bray. And I would have also fancied UCD. I thought UCD might have had enough for Bray. Both of them have been played in the recent weeks in Balmafea, and I would have fancied maybe that William O'Connor and UCD might have got to the playoff finals. I wasn't sure UCD had enough to get through the whole playoff system, but look, we're left with Bray and Treaty, and they deserve great credit to get there. And it just shows that when you get into the playoffs, anything can happen. And it's a bit like the FAI Cup final. It's down to cup football and knockout football now. And if Bray gets through, then they're in with a shout. If Treaty gets through, they're in with a shout to play either Waterford, Sligo, or Galway. So there's a lot of excitement still left in the season.
That's it. It'll be really interesting to see how that all plays out in the next week or two. Just a word on Finn Harps, Joe. 8th place finish, but from chatting to a few people within the club recently, I think the general consensus is that there was progress made this year and that things are going in the right direction, even if the league table doesn't really reflect that. Do you go along with those views?
Yeah, look at that. When I go back to the cup results, a great result against UCD, where they beat UCD 3-0, and then they beat Bray 3-1, and they were on a really good run of form at that stage. But the Cork results really did dent their confidence. I think it was that opening couple of minutes where Cork got away from them, and they never really recovered. And to think after the cup match that they didn't win a match after that, and I think that's where Kevin and everybody would be so disappointed. They were knocking on the door of a playoff place at that stage, but just that cup match seemed to have dented their confidence. But when you look around the squad, there's lots of positive things, and to think that Finn Harps will have three players now going to the under 17 World Cup in a couple of weeks, that's a huge, huge achievement for the boys to be heading out, for Gavin and for Josh and for Corey to be heading out with Colin O'Brien to the under 17s, that they'll have three World Cup matches to look at. And they start next week on Wednesday the 5th. So, over that week or 10 days that they'll be there, hopefully they'll get a result against either Panama, Paraguay, or Uzbekistan to get through and get through to the next stage and into the knockout stages. But all in all, it has been a challenging season. Kevin came in, missed pre-season where he wasn't the manager in charge, got the lads rallied and got them going again. And there was a lot of hope there with a couple of games to go, and it was just disappointing that that they missed out in the last couple of weeks. But yeah, I think justifiably it has been a good season. We'd have liked it to have been better. We'd love to have got through to those playoff positions. But I think now it's time for Kevin and his management just to sit down, have a look at where they're going, look at all of those quality young players that are there and some of the local lads, and maybe bring in one or two players as well. You would imagine that there will be a few of the bigger clubs circling around a couple of Harps players who have done really well this season. And, some of them, they're dependent on their contract situations. But I think Kevin will have learned a lot from this season, and, he'll get them well organised and get them prepared for the start of next season. And, I would envisage that there'll be a bounce next season from the squad, and they'll certainly be in a challenging position to definitely get into the playoffs and move on from that. But again, the first division next year will be challenging. It's going to depend on who does come down, who's going to be there. And, for me, it's going to be a difficult season because these journeys to Munster every other week is quite difficult. When you've got to go to Kerry, you've got to go to Wexford, you could be going to Waterford, going to Limerick, going to Cove, going to Cork. It's very, very difficult. And when you look at Harps' season this season, they've only won three times on the road. You can understand that. So that's why Finn Park has really got to become a fortress and make sure that you're winning more matches at home than you've ever won before, because those journeys to Munster every other week is going to be really, really difficult for Harps next season. But I think the experience of this season, and when you look at the squad as well, there's a lot of those young players like Gavin McAteer, Josh Cullen, they've got 30 matches under their belt, 35 matches under their belt by the start of next season. When you look at Adam McDade coming in, Dara Coyle played the last day. Daniel Cunningham's been in and around the squad. And again, when you look at Corey in goals, he came in during the season. And again, Cooney's moved on to Burnley. So there's lots of really good, promising young players there, and they just need that experience and that support from a couple of the elder statesmen like Conor Tourish and Barry McNamee. And I do think Harps will be a lot stronger next season.
Yeah, and as you say, some experience for young Corey Sheridan, Gavin McAteer and Josh Cullen to be heading to Qatar next week. So that'll be some experience for them, and we'll be keeping a close eye on that over the next couple of weeks. Joe Boyle, thanks very much for joining us here on the Score programme tonight, and we'll be talking to you again soon, I'm sure, okay?
Thanks, Mark. Good day.